The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
What does Kevin Durant have to do for people to be upset with him? Finally, he did it.
Yeah. He was in a no-win situation in a time where it should be a celebration for him. Whatever he did, he was going to get criticized.
Kevin Durant left 70-something million dollars on the table because winning is the most important thing to him. Instead of applauding that decision and saying, you know what, there's a guy who wants to be a champion. We're like, it's one thing to want to be a champion, but you want to do it there? Get over it. If you're a Rockets fan and your big offseason signings are Ryan Anderson and Eric Gordon, of course you're bitter that a team that's already better than you just got Kevin Durant.
For what they are, that's about as good as they were going to do. I don't like the coach, but at least they're getting players who do what he wants, which is shoot and don't play defense.
They're the masters of
that. And get hurt a lot.
The flaw in this team already was that they were poor defensively, and they're not going to get any better at that.
There's a part of me that says, all right, you might as well just go all in on being what you are. Try to outscore people.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jong Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You could also text the show at 713-780-3776. If you missed the first 2 hours, all available on podcastarena.com. Primarily Kevin Durant, a little bit of Rockets.
Almost exclusively,
yeah.
Kevin Durant.
Well, we did have a guy getting arrested as a gym of the day.
That's true.
So we did have that. Other than that, it's been about it. Hey, let's give away three more poker seats. Get a seat into the Blitz Summer Poker Classic. First round is second round now. Well, technically it's first round, but it's Thursday. Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Tournament starts at 7. All players must register to play by 6:45. The top 25 in the qualifier get a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize, a 55-inch HD TV and $500 cash. That's a pretty good grand prize.
That's a pretty good prize.
For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. We'll take callers 8, 9, and 10. All right. We have not talked about the Rockets acquisitions very much other than what you just heard. That was pretty much the extent of it. So I would like to get into a little bit more of it. But you know what? That's what DJ wants to talk about. So why don't we get DJ on real quick? What's up, DJ?
Man, first of all, I just want to say, man, I wish Kevin Durant nothing but the best, but it's hard for me because I've been a fan of the Thunder because of him and because of when Harden played and Westbrook. But I got to talk about the Rockets and the Pelicans. Like, what did they do this weekend? Like, it's like they didn't do anything. Like, your Rockets got two of the old Pelican players who did absolutely crap for us. Anderson was good for about a season and a half. Eric Gordon, he's been so-so, but he's been injury-prone. So I just want to know, what is the Rockets' top brass thinking? I'm not a Rockets fan at all, but everybody knows that was not too good pickups this weekend by getting Gordon and Anderson. I've watched them in New Orleans. They didn't do anything.
Yeah, I don't know really what happened with that entire Pelicans team last year. That was a disaster. Maybe Alvin Gentry wasn't the right guy, but as far as Anderson goes, the Rockets have wanted this guy for a long time. He averaged 17 a game last year. He's a good three-point shooter. Very good at free throws, which is something that the Rockets need. And I think he's an upgrade over the guys who played that position last year, which would have been Josh Smith, Demo, Terrence Jones. He's better than those guys.
Let's also remember this guy, and I understand he's a power forward playing on a team where the best power forward plays. But he's basically been a bench guy his entire career. He's played off the bench. One season, which was like in 2011, he was a starter. Other than that, he's been depth for a team that has consistently underachieved.
And he's still an upgrade over what they have.
Yes.
The only problem is he rarely is healthy. He only played 66 games last year, which for him is a lot.
Yeah.
And in fact, he hasn't played more than that since 2012, so when the Pelicans were still the Hornets.
And that's the only year that he's played more than that.
Yeah. So, I think that's an upgrade over the crap you had there, and it's a guy who fits what they want to do, but it's not really, it's not much of an upgrade. Gordon.
I saw someone saying he's a top five power forward in the league.
Oh, come on.
On Twitter, which is the most laughable thing.
Yeah, he's better than the guys you have, and he'll fit what D'Antoni wants to do better than the guys you have. And he is a good classic stretch four. He'd be a lot better on this team if you still had Dwight Howard in the middle. I mean, that's kind of, but oh well, you don't. No big deal. And the middle is going to be a problem for this team. We'll get to that in a minute. But as far as Gordon, same thing. Here's a guy who has a very, very good shooter, especially, although it went down last year, but also can shoot from the outside, also has problems staying healthy, also doesn't play much defense. And he's
also plays the same position as the one guy who doesn't come off the floor ever.
Yeah, so I don't know exactly how they're going to make this work. Obviously, Harden can play the point. He usually does, and maybe you put him next to Harden. Maybe he comes off the bench as your sixth man. But it's another guy who can spread the floor. So you've got all that. What you don't have now is an inside presence and is Clint Capella your starting center now?
Apparently.
Or maybe if you bring Demo back, is he your starting center? And I know center's kind of overrated at this point, but you still need something in there. And I think Capella's shown flashes, but is that guy really ready to step in and be a starting five in the NBA on a good team?
No, not on a good team, but I don't think we should lose any notion that this is going to be a good team next year.
Well, I think they can be better than they were last year. I think they can be, simply because...
Sure, they can be. I mean, they were a 500 team last year, but are they likely to be? I don't know. I think they're likely to be about what they were last year.
I don't know. I think I just don't know what you're going to get out of the coach. And if these are the guys he wants, and if these are the guys that can get the kind of offense he wants, then I could see them being better. But even if they make the playoffs, I don't think, I don't think they'd be anything. I think they may wind up winning a bunch of games under this guy in the regular season, then they'll get to the playoffs, don't play defense, out and one, no matter who they play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to just say the reality is that what else were they going to get? This is as good as they can do. As far as the Rockets are concerned, this was as good as they could do to get better. And, for people who had their hopes set on something bigger, well, sorry, but that's the reality. And a lot of teams wanted these guys. What I like is that the terms are not the terms of the deal in terms of length.
They're not crazy.
They're not punitive.
Yeah. And
the numbers are going to be what they are.
Those guys are going to be around basically through the end of the James Harden era.
Yeah.
Which is I don't know if Les Alexander and Daryl Morey are smart, but if they are, that's what they're planning for. They're planning on at the end of the James Harden era having a clean slate. That's the way you should be planning anyway.
Yeah, and I honestly, I don't know what the plan is for this team. This makes a little more sense. It's like, okay, we're going to go all in with D'Antoni's jacket-up offense, get up and down the floor. Boy, there's still no Steve Nash on this team, though. The one team he had that was good had Steve Nash on it. But, that's what they're going to commit to. That's what they're going to go all in with. And, good luck. I think the West is, especially with, I don't know what Oklahoma City's going to be. I'm not even sure they're going to keep Russell Westbrook. If he's not coming back, that's a guy you probably trade at midseason. Get as much as you
can
for
Westbrook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe he goes to the East, or maybe he goes to the Spurs. Who knows? The only one to know is Mike D, the Chip Kelly of the NBA. Mm. You know what he's more like? The Mike Martz of the NBA.
Okay. I was going to say, because Chip Kelly, you remember in college, Chip Kelly was a monster. Yeah. I hate to put that on him because... Yeah. Mike D'Antoni, he's had a losing record as many times as he had a winning record in the NBA. I mean, he's, over the course of his career, he's basically a 500 coach. He may be a couple games above that. But he's just
he had a nice stretch in Phoenix when he had Steve Nash. And they won a bunch of games and sucked in the playoffs. That got him jobs with the Lakers and Knicks. He wasn't good at either place. So I, and I guess this is where the whole thing kind of fell apart to me with the Rockets. So when they fired McHale as early as they did, after giving him the extension, they never should have given him the extension. And after you do that, you can't fire the guy that fast. And now, ever since then, every move they've made has made them look like they're just grasping at straws. And now I think
they're, kind of are.
Well, but I mean, doesn't seem to be any plan. There doesn't seem to be any vision for where this team is going to be. This just feels like, okay, we're going to bring these guys in because we can. This will make us a little better. This will patch things with James, and hopefully we'll have a playoff team. And that's about as far as we go.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I can't get away from the fact that I didn't like the coaching hire. And I hope I'm the first one in December saying, you know what, I was wrong. This was a good hire. They made some good moves. But every time I say that, it rarely happens. I just think it was almost a afterthought hire. Let's go get another retread who hasn't done anything in years.
Yeah.
All right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. This just in. No shock, Jose Altuve will start at second base for your American League.
Rightfully so.
Yeah.
Arguably the best player in the league right now.
Certainly can make that case. Mookie Betts, Mike Trout, Jackie Bradley Jr. are your outfielders.
Jackie Bradley Jr. is a joke.
Manny Machado at third, Xander Bogaerts at shortstop, Eric Hosmer at first, Salvador Perez catching, D.H. David Ortiz.
Okay. Who's playing first?
Hosmer.
Okay.
So, you were mentioning off air what other Astros should make.
Yeah, is there another Astro who it should be on the All-Star team?
The one guy I would like to make a case for, I wish they had started him as closer sooner, is Will Harris.
I think Will Harris might be anyway.
Yeah, comparing him to other closers or other relief pitchers, the only guy I could say for sure I would take over him is Zach Britton. But other than that, I mean, he's especially with Wade Davis hurt.
Yeah.
I think you can put him up there with him. I wish he had more saves, but hard to argue with a 0.74 ERA.
Yeah. What's funny is I would probably take Andrew Miller over every reliever, and he's not a closer.
Yeah.
But he strikes out like two guys per inning.
But you know what?
Just unfair.
He and Harris, exact same number of innings pitch, one fewer save. ERA is twice what Harris's is.
Yeah.
The only thing that he has more of is strikeouts.
Yeah. I just like him because he strikes out everybody.
Yeah. But I mean, if we're just talking about making an all-star team.
Yeah. I don't see a reason why Will Harris shouldn't be on the all-star team, especially, you know, today when Wade Davis got put on the DL, I was like, that probably locks it up that Will Harris will be on that team. I feel like the coaches, and because the pitching staff is decided by the coaches and like a player ballot, I feel like they've smarted up over the years, and it's not just, well, this guy's got the most saves, so he's the best reliever, because that's not always the case. You know, Will Harris, his save numbers aren't going to be there because he hasn't been the closer all year. He hasn't had as many chances as a lot of these other guys will, but has Will Harris been one of the best, you know, high pressure, you know, relief pitchers this year? I would say yeah. I mean, they've put him in high leverage situations and he's succeeded. So I think he should be an all-star.
Really, both those guys at Baltimore deserve consideration. You know, I know Britton's getting all the saves, but their bullpen's been terrific too, at least the top two. Other than that, though, man, I'm having a hard time making a case for somebody else now that Davis is out.
Yeah. I mean, and the reality is most of the guys that you would make a case for will make it because these rosters are so ridiculous that 34 people make the team. So it seems like you know, if there's a relief pitcher that you're saying, well, this guy should be on the team, he probably will be. You know, I can't really think of a player that I could see, you know, at least that you're going to look at and go, wow, his stats are so great, and he's going to be left off. You mentioned the two guys in Baltimore. They're probably both – you're talking about Brock, right?
Brad? Yeah.
They'll probably both make it. I think both the guys from the Yankees make it. Andrew Miller and Dellin Betances will probably both make it. I really think if Wade Davis hadn't been hurt, Wade Davis and Kelvin Pereira would probably make it. There's nobody else who jumps out as, wow, this guy has got to be on that team because he's got so many saves or whatever. That won't be. They're all going to be there. I would say that, yeah, Will Harris should be in that conversation for sure.
All right, so what other Astro deserves to be on
None.
Here?
That's it. You can't make a reasonable argument for any other ones, can you?
I can't.
I know there's going to be people who will say Correa. I'm going to say no, and there will be people who say George Springer, and I'm going to say no. There's too many deserving guys to work those guys in, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, in Correa's case, just the batting average is too low compared to everybody else who has comparable numbers. In the other numbers are all comparable, and they're hitting much higher.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, and the guy that he was in the Rookie of the Year chase with last year, Francisco Lindor, is better than him right now. I'm not saying he's going to be better than him long term, but right now he's better.
Yeah, fewer homers and RBIs, but he's hitting about 27 or 37 points higher
and is
right now
far better defensively.
Yeah,
he might be the best defensive shortstop in the league already.
But you've got some other guys that, you know, I think are going to get in. And yeah, I would probably take Lindor over him just because Correa's defense has not been as good this year. And I mean, it's just sophomore slump. Stuff happens. But, yeah, I don't.
Would you make a case for Springer?
No.
I don't think I would either.
I really can't.
I mean, there's you know, there's a handful of outfielders that I'd have a hard time leaving off over him. You know, has he improved? For sure. Is he important to the Astros? Absolutely. Is he an all-star? Yeah, I'm probably going no.
Yeah, I can't really make a case for him. And I think there's just too many guys who put up better numbers.
Yeah. So. I mean, are you going to put him in over Mark Trumbo or Ian Desmond, who wasn't voted in? I don't think you can.
Yeah, and again, home run-wise, he's got more than Desmond. Desmond's hitting 321.
Yeah.
And even Trumbo's hitting 280. And
would you put him in over Carlos Beltran?
Boy, that's a tough one. I mean, no, probably not.
I mean, same amount of homers.
296.
Right around the same amount of RBIs. But, yeah, the guy's hitting almost 300.
Yeah, it's a little tougher there, especially with outfielders. There's just not that many. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are having comparable to better years.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Josh says starting infield for the NL is all Cubs. Can't really agree with that. Also, I'm a bit biased because he has a Cardinals logo on his Twitter. Yeah, I don't really care about the National League anymore. But, no, I think that's – I mean, those are the guys that you could make the best case for. But considering everything, I would say Will Harris should make the team.
I'm going to go, I think he will make the team.
Okay. And I can't really make a case for anybody else unless – although I guess looking at it, let's say Springer would have a better chance than Correa if you're making me put odds on it, although Correa, probably the better name.
Oh, no doubt the better name.
Because of last year, but neither one of the, yeah, usually with averages like that don't usually get you in the All-Star game. That's a problem.
I think I could find I'm with you. I think I could find room for Springer before I could find room for Correa. Because when you consider that Bogaerts is a shortstop, he's the guy who made it. I think that Lindor will make it. I think Eduardo Nunez should be considered ahead of Correa. Yeah, I think that if you had to make room for one of them, I think it's an easier path to make room for Springer. But I honestly don't think that either one should be an all-star. I think both have been solid, but not all-star level.
All right, 713-780-ESPN is your number. And I have a few more poker seats to give away. John, do we actually have 20 of these to give away because we weren't here yesterday?
Yes. Did she give you 20? She told me 15.
Okay.
Is there 20? Let me double check.
Well, 15 is fine. We'll do 15 today and 15 tomorrow. How many more do we have to give away is my question.
Give some away, and I'll check during
the break. All right, we'll do four, and then we'll figure it out from there. 713-780-3776. A seat to the Blitz Summer Poker Classic Thursday at Dave & Buster's. Tournament starts at 7. You must register to play by 6:45. Top 25 win a seat in the final round and a chance to win the grand prize. A 55-inch HD TV and $500 cash. For details and the official rules, log on to ESPN975.com. Callers 14, 15, 16, 17. We're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I have a couple of slightly different stories, if you're interested.
I'm always interested in your stories.
Everybody who's having a bad day, I've got a guy who might be having a worse day than you. Maybe not, but pretty close. You've been at the racetrack before. You know how the ambulance follows along. In case there's an accident on the track, they're right there, right? I always have a joke that if my horse finishes last, at least I beat the ambulance. Well, apparently a poor young man in Northern Ireland, that didn't work out so well for him. His he was riding a race in Italy and fell off his horse, broke his nose, left him with a gash to his jaw. You know, typical stuff that happens, right?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't bad enough.
That's what you get for riding animals, by the way. Well, I never feel sorry for people who fall off animals when they're trying to ride them.
Well,
it's just dumb.
Yeah, I don't feel bad that he got kicked by the horse, because if you ride horses long enough, that's going to happen, right? The worst part was he got run over by the ambulance.
Oh, no.
Which is supposed to be there to protect him from just, you know, pick him up.
Just that very thing. Yeah.
But no, ran over it and broke his leg.
Well.
Said, the starter came over to help me because I was on my back and choking on my blood. He put me in the recovery position with my right leg out straight. And the ambulance came up alongside and reversed up onto my leg. They stopped it on top of my leg. I started screaming, but it broke it straight away. Everyone around me had to push it off me. Says, you have to laugh, really. Like, okay. If you can laugh at it, we're with you. So... 409, I hope Springer ends with a 300 average and 40 homers so he will get respect from Houston Sports Radio. Before the season started, AJ said Springer was an average player, not a star. The 19 home runs near the halfway mark is pretty damn good. It's a better than average player is what I've always said. It's not a star.
Yeah, I mean, he's had a good year.
He's had a good...
But Astros fan thought that he was... You remember when you guys were comparing him to Mike Trout?
Yeah.
How stupid do you feel?
Oh, no, they'd always... Look at where he is in WAR, AJ.
Guy's hitting 260.
Yeah,
I
hope he hits 300 too, and then you can call in and say, "Oh, you see, he's a star now." But he's not. He's hitting 260. He's streaky, and when he's on a hot streak, he's fantastic. And all you guys want to call in and compare him to Mike Trout. And when he's on a normal streak, well, he's better than you think. I think above average player. Who? By the way, should be in his prime right now. So if he's ever going to be a star, he should be by now. He's not yet. And as far as respect goes, that is one of my least... You know, I'm going to save this for, hey, man, bleep that. In fact, I'm going to. That's what I'm going to do. But if he goes out and does what Jose Altuve does, guess what? He is a star.
Yeah, Jose Altuve, that's a star.
Yeah. Potential star, Carlos Correa. Definitely.
I think he will be a star still.
Rookie of the Year. I mean, that's a good start towards becoming a star. And all the signs are there. It's just got to get more consistent. All right, I have an Ashley Madison update for you.
Okay.
If you remember Ashley Madison, of course, the site where you go to have affairs. Not you. I just general people. I'm not saying you or Jong or me or anybody, right? Well, it's now being investigated by the Federal Trade Commission. Apparently, because if you recall, they were hacked, and it turns out that there were very few actual women on the site.
Yeah.
That they were using fake fembot profiles. And which I hear fembot and all I can think is Austin Powers, not Ashley Madison. But basically, it says, my understanding is bots are widespread in the industry, but they're no longer being used and will not be used, according to Ashley Madison's new ownership. The FTC has declined comment on the situation, but the hack resulted in millions of users' information being posted online. And, of course, we found out most of them were bots. That's such a... I don't even know how to feel about that, where you've got... I mean, for one thing, if you're getting on a website to cheat and somebody hacks and catches you, okay, you know, you probably deserved it. But if you're getting on a website to cheat and you're cheating with a bot,
yeah,
that's kind of messed up. I mean, wouldn't you just get on a porno site and watch that? I mean, isn't that better? Or chat with one of those chicks on there? I'm just asking. I don't know. I don't do any of this stuff. I'm just asking. So I guess we should find out who the rest of the All-Stars are here as far as the arms go.
Have they announced it yet?
Well, I saw the NL ones on MLB.
I think, I don't know if they're going to, they may wait till tomorrow to announce like the...
NL reserves and arms are announced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, then we should know soon.
So, yeah, I'm looking for AL, but I was just looking, somebody retweeted MLB, and so they've got them all on there. NL arms, Jake, Bumgarner, Cueto, Familia, Jose, Jansen, Lester, Kirsch, Melanson, Ramos, Rodney, Strauss, Thor, Tehran. And, yeah, okay, that's a bunch of arms.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, when you got a 34-man roster, they overdo this thing. I hate that.
Yeah, but... Oh, well.
I mean, it seems like having a 25-man all-star team would be enough. But
yeah, well, I guess you want enough pitchers for obvious reasons.
Like when everybody's going two innings or one
inning. Yeah, and you don't want to go extra innings again. So
that's why if I were a man, I would select one guy who's kind of a scrub, but can, I know he can
but he'd go out there and throw five innings if you need him to.
Yeah, I'd take Doug Fister. That'd be my guy, or Mike Fiers.
Yeah, somebody who, well.
Fiers will go nine.
Fister at least probably you could make a case for being like a guy you would throw out there because he's pitched pretty well for him. Well, I guess Fiers have been okay, too. I don't know.
Yeah, but they've been like Astros good.
They're right. All-star. But that's okay. That's what you put them on there for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Respect doesn't mean blindly calling your players a star just because they play for your team. Thank you, Robert.
Robert. Thank you.
Yeah.
Don't let that guy sully our names.
Well, okay. So hopefully we'll get the AL here any minute, probably before the end of the show. So anyway, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. I wonder why they did the NL first here. That's not convenient for us.
No.
But
they don't care.
No, they're not asking for our opinion. That's not very cool. All right, I have one more. This was the other possible gem of the day. Was according to Italian researchers, pasta does not make you fat.
Not at all.
Basically, there were more than 20,000 Italians studied, discovered that pasta intake was associated with both lower obesity rates and healthier waist-to-hip ratios. We have seen that consumption of pasta, contrary to what many think, is not associated with an increase in body weight. The researchers say their findings show that people trying to lose weight are wrong to completely banish pasta from their diets, which notes that pasta sometimes gets the blame for weight gain when it's used as a vehicle for overly salty, sugary, fatty sauces. So it's not the pasta's fault. It's the sauce's fault.
Ah. The tomato-based sauce.
Yes. These results clearly show it is wrong to demonize carbohydrates.
Well, by the way, if you're eating like a fettuccine Alfredo, the pasta and the sauce are equal culprits. I assure you on that. But if you've got some kind of like a light tomato sauce, that's not. I hardly eat pasta anymore. I
really don't either.
I eat the spaghetti squash. Like my kids won't eat it.
Yeah,
but I still make my wife cook a spaghetti squash for me to eat.
We've been doing a lot of that when we have pasta, but I can't tell you the last time I really can't remember the last time I had like an actual pasta dish, but
I had some the other day. We went to Maggiano's,
yeah,
and did the family style,
yeah,
and my family can't eat like I eat, but so I felt like I had to carry the weight.
Yeah, so you had to pick it up.
Oh, I felt like crap. I felt like crap all night.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776. What is worse, MLB or NFL All-Star Games? NFL, it's not close. At least Major League Baseball.
MLB is the best All-Star game,
probably. I don't think there's any doubt about that because it's at least close to what the actual game is. All the others, you know, the NBA, there's no defense. It's awful. It's just a layup drill up and down. The Pro Bowl is the biggest joke of all. So, yeah, I don't think there's any doubt.
I mean, it's still an All-Star game, but as far as All-Star games go, it's the best.
Yeah, it's the only one that's even remotely close to what you see on the field.
Yeah.
And, I wish the NBA would go to something like hockey did this year with that 3-on-3 thing or just something different because and there's nothing you can really do with the Pro Bowl. It's just awful.
I wish the NBA would do what the Pro Bowl did do and go to like a schoolyard pick, like a draft. You pick each, like pick two captains and let them pick their squads. I like that.
Yeah, all these guys who want to play on the same team.
Yeah,
here's your chance.
Here's your chance. That way these guys can figure out who they're going to sign with in free agency.
Yeah, exactly. All right. We're going to take a break. I gave away all the poker spots. I should have saved one for Hey Man Bleep That. But
oh, well.
These things happen. We'll still do it anyway. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. The second round of poker, the Blitz Summer Classic is Thursday. We're playing at Dave and Buster's on Richmond. Big Stack Poker League is tournament director. Sign in for available seats will begin at 5. We'll shuffle up and deal at 7:15 to find the top 25 who will advance to the finale for a chance to win the grand prize. We'll give 4 more spots away and be nice to the interns out there. They're new. And
new interns, eh?
Be patient. Not all of them are new, but be patient when you have to wait on hold for a few minutes. Callers 10, 11, 12, 13, you get spots.
All right.
So.
You're so generous.
Hey, man, trying to help the people.
So we're not giving one away during the game?
Nah, we're just going to do the game because it'd be kind of weird to give one away when we have 4 to give away.
Okay.
And so we have 3. Would you like to go first?
Sure. I shut off a lot of fireworks this weekend at the beach.
Yeah?
I don't know if you're into fireworks.
Yeah, I sat on my balcony last night and watched half of Houston explode. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I'm not into is blowing myself up.
Okay.
Did you hear about this kid down in Sargent?
Yeah.
First of all, I didn't know this was even possible. But he made a sparkler bomb. First of all, the kid's name's Rowdy Radford.
Damn it, you took mine.
That kid's going to get in trouble one way or the other. You should have gone first, John.
It's okay. I'll look for another one.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You don't even have to play this week. He tied 200 sparklers together at his family's house. And when he lit it, it exploded immediately. Several of his fingers were blown off. His hands and face were severely burned. His arms require screws and pins to hold them together. And part of his left leg was amputated. She said, his mom said, I just want this out. I want everybody to see this so they'll know what happened. It's not worth it. Yeah, I'm all for fireworks, too. I'm not for tying a bunch of fireworks together and trying to get cute with it. I'm pretty overly cautious about it. I've started using the punks instead of an actual light. I used to use, like, a barbecue lighter.
We used to do stupid stuff when we were a kid. We'd grab those bottle rockets and hold on to them as long as we could and then throw them so they'd explode in the water.
I used to do Roman candle lights.
Yeah, we used to do that. Sparkler, all that stuff.
But I'm not making sparkler bombs and blowing my leg off. That's a bad call. I say, hey, man, that.
All right, I'll let Jong find another one. But this goes back to, by the way, Will Harris does make the All-Star team. Several people have tweeted that out. So there's some breaking news for you.
He did make it?
Yes.
Good.
So Looks like he is the only other Astro, though. Well, they just tweeted the arms.
As I projected, that's the way it should be.
Yeah, it's kind of.
They had two All-Star worthy players this year.
I agreed with you, and so there you go. All right, mine goes back to the guy who was talking about George Springer. It's one of those phrases and one of those cliches that I absolutely hate. Yeah, none of the other Beltran, Desmond, and Trumbo are your three outfielders.
There you go.
And Miggy, Cano, Donaldson, Lindor, Nunez, infielders. So, all right. Anyway, goes back to what he's saying about this is one of those cliches that drives me nuts. So and so doesn't get the respect he deserves. This is one of the worst phrases in the history of mankind because respect comes from what you do. People are either going to respect you or not. And everybody kind of, that's one of those media phrases that drives me nuts. He doesn't get the respect he deserves. Well, who determines who deserves what respect? You?
Yeah.
That's what you're saying as well. You guys aren't respecting him as much as he deserves. No, people earn respect based on what they do and what they are. And stop using that cliche. And athletes, stop using it. I don't get the respect I deserve. Stop it. And stop talking about overcoming adversity. You guys haven't overcome crap. It drives me nuts. Anyway, to all of you, I say,
hey, man, f*** that.
Exactly. Okay, John.
Did you find one?
No.
Don't worry about it, man.
But that fireworks story, where the hell are the parents?
Oh, they were there, I'm sure. And now that it's happened, they're saying, we just want to let people know this is a bad idea to let your kids tie 200 sparklers together.
And the family has set up a GoFundMe account.
Oh, piss off.
They've raised almost $11,000 for this guy.
If they were
Why are you donating?
If they were there, I wouldn't give them a penny. Now, if this stupid kid went off by himself and did it, all right. Maybe you go fund him something. But if you just failed at parenting and watched him tie these all together,
Yeah, I kind of wonder about stuff like that. Because we did stupid stuff when we were kids.
No doubt.
No question. I never...
Never blew myself up, though.
No. I almost killed myself many times on bicycles and motorcycles and go-karts and stuff like that. You know, that used to be the coolest thing when we'd get those bottle rockets and we'd go down the Tech City Dike. And if you held on to them to the last second, they would actually blow up underwater. So it was really cool. It was like you'd shoot them and they'd go in the water and then boom, you'd see the little burst. Which I always figured if it went in the water, it would, you know, get wet and it wouldn't blow up. But no, it was a lot of fun. We did stuff like that. That's probably in retrospect, the dumbest thing because you had to hold on to them.
Yeah.
Although, eventually we got smart and got, like, a pipe and lit them and held the pipe and it shot out of the pipe.
Right.
Which I don't know if that's really smart either in retrospect.
I don't know if it's smart to hold, like, put a bottle rocket in a bottle and hold the bottle in your hand.
Yeah.
I don't think that's smart, but I used to do that all the time.
Mott says, 3 days until Fred is in Iceland or Greenland or wherever the hell he's going and no replacement lineup. Why don't you guys just be surprised by it? It'll be awesome. That's what I would suggest.
I mean, I've got a couple guys locked in.
Yeah. So just let it be a surprise.
Barry Laminek's going to do a couple.
Barry's great.
Mike Liebeschock's going to do a couple, I know. Matt Dean is going to do at least one show.
Well, that's really good right there.
Yeah.
And working on Adam Wexler and Jerome Solomon, they're on some of their free days off.
All right.
See, that's a good group right there. So, see, there you go. And it's not Iceland or Greenland. It is the middle of nowhere, Saskatchewan, which is close. Man, the one thing I can't wait, 55 degrees in the mornings up there and 70 during the day.
That's
no humidity.
Yeah.
Is this the warmest temperatures you've ever faced when you went up there? Because I know if you go to there for like winters and stuff.
No, it'll get up to 80, 85. Because, during the winter, it's like minus 35. But no, during the summer, when we go over summer, a couple times it'll get up to 80, 85 is probably the hottest it's been. But man, that no humidity, that's
Are you not going to miss this 96 degree temperature?
No. Man, I tried to go out for a run today and just half a lap at Memorial and my shirt almost just dissipated. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But the only negative is, it's not even a negative. There's only three ways you can, four, I guess, to fly to get there. One of them is through Minneapolis. Have you ever been in that Minneapolis airport?
No.
It's actually an awesome airport, but it's huge. Well, where you land domestically is, I'm not exaggerating. It's like a mile to get to the international terminal, and I've only got 45 minutes between flights, and so you basically have to sprint through
the
entire place.
Good thing you've been running.
Yeah, no kidding. And plus, you got to go through customs and everything else when you get there. So that's the only negative, but that's why I can't get too drunk on the first flight, but I definitely will on the second flight. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We'll be back tomorrow with a What Are the Odds Wednesday. More poker seats to give away. Yeah, poker's coming up Thursday, so you only got 2 days. Well, that show went by very fast. I wonder why.
Yeah.
I guess you do the first 2 hours on Kevin Durant. That'll do it. All right. Great job, Jong Lee. Gets an A+. We'll give Hoffman an A+ today. Get myself a very solid D+. Hope everybody enjoys the rest of their Tuesday. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, stay sporty, bitches. God won't make me go back to that cage. At least you've got a job, is what the people say. If I could win the lotto, I would finally break away. Living out the dreams of a lighter, brighter day. Solving world peace and collecting fat pay. But if you... Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.